Now, just before he boards his flight, we have flagged down the DJ, broadcaster and intrepid music explorer Nick Luscombe to talk us through some of the upcoming highlights of this year's Tallinn Music Week, which has just kicked off in Estonia's capital. We'll be discussing Estonia's music scene and some of the bands Nick is looking forward to seeing. They include synth-pop, shoegaze and some folky stuff. That's all coming up on the Monocle Arts Review with me, Andrew Muller. Do stay tuned. Now, if you have recovered sufficiently from South by Southwest this week, the music masses will be flocking to the Estonian capital for Tallinn Music Week. With nearly 250 musicians representing more than 30 countries, there is plenty on offer. This is the only showcase which offers a programme for almost every genre you can possibly think of, and probably several you couldn't have, including classical music. The performances are spread over 30 venues in this beautiful, beautiful, beautiful three beautifuls, Baltic City. Nick Luscombe, welcome to the show. You were in Tallinn for Music Week last year, at least, I believe.
Yeah, that's right.
What do you get, apart from Tallinn's splendid architecture, from this festival that you don't get from others?
Well, the music is quite different, I think. That's the main draw for me. I find that it has its own unique feel across the whole musical genres that they kind of, you know, work with. So it really does feel quite special.
And is it one of those festivals which I think of as a bad festival, which is outdoors in a paddock, or is it one of the good festivals in which the venues are indoors with plumbing and a roof and heating if necessary?
The latter, yeah, which really helps, doesn't it? Especially it's still winter there, still very, very cold. So mostly indoor. There is a city stage with outdoor performances, but I'm not going near there.
It sounds, in theory, I have been to Tallinn several times, but not to Tallinn Music Week. It sounds, in theory, a bit like the Transmusicale Festival that used to, indeed may still take place in Rennes, in France, which I attended at least once. And it was a similar sounding kind of thing. The venues were all indoors. There was the most bewilderingly diverse array of music you could possibly imagine. I remember seeing a choir of shouting Finnish men there.
Oh,
one
nice.
Year.
Okay.
Hujitat, I believe they were called.
Right.
They were excellent. And they were that. They were a choir of Finnish men in dinner suits who just shouted at you. It was curiously invigorating. we should talk about some actual music. The first band you wanted to play us, this is Estonian pop music, which is a thing. This is Zebra Island. Tell us a bit about Zebra Island.
Zebra Island. So I discovered them, I think, a couple of years ago when I was in Tallinn Music Week. And they basically are very poppy, as you're about to hear. Very 80s, synth-driven. Dream pop is another sort of classification, maybe. But I just think they've got that little bit of something quite special. A lot of melancholy. They could be one of the bands that has an appeal outside of the country, I think.
Okay, well, our listeners can now be the judge of that. This is Zebra Island with How Many Times.
Oh,
Zebra Island with How Many Times, the first choice of our guest music reviewer, Nick Luscombe. Nick, I couldn't tell whether that was your sort of vacuous dancing around your handbags 80s pop in the vein of the first few Madonna singles, or arch-knowing, self-referential, I know what I'm doing here, 80s pop in the vein of, say, Prefab Sprout.
I think they're too young to know about either of those artists, to be honest. But no, I've definitely got a thing for that sort of 80s Madonna-sounding music, to be honest. And I think, to me, it sounds a bit like, if you want to have a sort of more up-to-date reference, maybe Junior Boys who do that thing.
Indeed.
Which, you know, for me, it's not that far from that. But I think they're doing this in a very isolated set of circumstances, in a way. You know, I mean, obviously, they've got access to all the music that everybody else has. But in terms of performance and developing the songs, then, you know, they're kind of in Estonia. And it's not that sort of, doesn't have such a broad reach outside.
Okay, well, Zebra Island are playing Thursday, 31st of March at Tallinn Music Week. They have further shows around Eastern Europe over coming months. We'll move on now to your second pick. This is Trad Attack, who are, well, if that was 1980s revivalism from the previous act, this could be 1880s or 1780s or 1680s revivalism.
True.
This is a sort of Estonian folk group.
Yeah, so the singer is from southern Estonia, which has its very own sort of style of folk music in Estonia. And the band are fusing, you know, that style and that sound with electronics and with a bit of a cracking live performance as well. So very kind of modern. Definitely, you can definitely hear the roots, as you said, in kind of ancient music as well. But I think just a really, really interesting band.
Okay, well, this is Trad Attack with Kureka.
Midagi nädali männake, hibadi kobadi kokku mingu, midagi nädali mättak, tulgu taevas tulgu sisse mingu, ümmer männa mitsa, matsa leiva peale litsa latsa. Laste lõõmus tantsu lüüa, võid ja pehmet leiva süüa.
Trad Attack with Kureka. Nick, they'll presumably be using their four shows at Tallinn Music Week to take up a collection to buy a second chord.
Yeah, good, very nice.
I like that though. It does yeah, have. Yeah. It reminded me weirdly a bit of 16 Horsepower, an American sort of proto bluegrass band of a few years ago, who were very sort of driven and minimalist and fervent. You mentioned their Trad Attack's live performances. I've not had the pleasure myself. What are they like?
I'm going to find out. I'm going to be going. There are four chances to see them, as you said. So I'm finally going to go to see them. But all the reviews I've read, everybody I know who've seen them just said they're incredible. So I don't think they played in the UK yet. So hopefully that will happen.
Okay, well, that was Trad Attack with Kureka. Our final band today is She Bit Her Lip, which I have already heard. I have, in fact, previously heard all these tracks. But this has intrigued me over the last few years. As somebody who worked at Melody Maker when shoegaze happened the first time, of all the things that you could ever find yourself being enthusiastically revived 20 years later, I would have bet good money against it. But it's a thing, isn't it? This track, as we're about to discover, it is My Bloody Valentine, it is Slow Dive, it is Chapter House, it is all of those things. How has this happened?
I think it's happened because of a band called Pia Fraus, who are probably one of the most well-known Estonian bands, and they've always had their kind of roots in that sound. They've got a record label, and this band are on that label. So obviously, and this band have only been together for less than a year. So it's very, very new. They're very young. But In terms of the sound, I think it's, you know, they obviously have the records, or maybe they've heard about this. Maybe they've read the reviews that you wrote in the Melody Maker.
God, know? I hope not. And if they had, they wouldn't sound like this. This is She Bit Her Lip with Kajaroom. Bit her lip there with Kajaroom, which, as you were saying, Nick, while it was playing, has more than a whiff of the Cocteau Twins about it as well, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. It's definitely got that sound, and that's another great sound from the past, isn't it? But no reason to, you know, not update that. And obviously, it's in Estonian as well, so it's kind of really interesting.
And if you don't speak Estonian, which frankly most people do not, that it does give it that same weird otherworldly sound as Liz Fraser's kind of made up language for the Cocteau.
That's very true. Yeah, very good point.
Well, that was She Bit Her Lip. They are playing at Kino Sopris this Thursday as part of Tallinn Music Week, which is on until April 3rd. And that brings us to the end of today's show. Thank you very much to my guest Nick Luscombe. You have been listening to the Monocle Arts Review with me, Andrew Muller. It was produced by Holly Fisher and researched by Fernando Augusto Pacheco. If you are after more audio treats, do head to our live music show The Sessions at Midori House on monocle.com, where there is a stack of brilliant live performances from some excellent musical talent awaiting your ears, the latest of which is by the Icelandic electro trio Vok. We will be back at the same time tomorrow with our TV review, but for now it's goodbye from me. Thanks very much for listening.